Hey, The Bird Show.
Let's get into the entertainment buzz.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Morgan Wallen was causing some chaos in downtown Nashville because he's currently facing felony charges. Oh. So Morgan Wallen was at Eric Church's new bar on Broadway. It's called Chiefs. And he was up on the sixth floor and I guess was having a little bit too much fun because then video footage showed him lunging towards a chair and then chucking it off the balcony to the area below. He's now facing three counts of reckless endangerment for the two officers who are around, danger to the public, and also disorderly conduct. His bond was set at $15,250, which of course he can swiftly pay because he's Morgan Wallen. But I actually saw a TikTok of this morning on TikTok, and it was Morgan in the back seat of the police car and he's grinning ear to ear, but the cop next to him is also smiling. I'm like, "What? You guys could have given someone a serious concussion, if not killed them, had the chair hit something. Why are you smiling?"
I'm guessing dude was still drunk at the time.
Hammered, high, all of the above.
Also, what happened with him telling a Taylor Swift joke at a concert?
Oh no, this is all good things. So that now that I've just shunned Morgan Wallen on the radio, I'll say something good about him. He was in Indianapolis where Taylor is going to perform a couple of nights back to back later this year. And he was like, "Yeah, I've been told that this is the most people that have ever been at a concert in this venue back to back nights." And he said, "I can say that now until Taylor Swift gets here later in the year." So it's very complimentary. And then the audience booed. And then he's like,
"Taylor?
Yeah. When he said that.
And then he was like, "We don't need to boo." So I was like, "Yeah. Thanks, Morgan." And then a night later, he's in the back of a cop car facing felony charges. So that's great. all right, Noah Cyrus might be showing her true colors in what's really going on in this drama with her, Miley Cyrus, and her mom. So if you haven't heard, apparently, allegedly, Noah Cyrus's mom stole her boyfriend, and by stole, I mean they got married at Miley Cyrus's estate. And allegedly, Noah was not there, and there was allegedly security there designed to keep Noah out. So there's some family drama there brewing. Well, now Miley Cyrus's ex-husband, Liam Hemsworth, posted this Hulk mirror selfie of him in the gym. He literally looks like the Incredible Hulk. The veins are popping out of his arms. I'm sure he's on several human growth hormones because it doesn't look natural. And she liked the mirror selfie of him flexing his arms a little bit. So it looks like there may actually be some truth to the beef between them. Because why else would you like your sister's ex-husband's thirst trap if there's no drama there?
Yeah, there's definitely drama there. And just as a mom, I feel like dating your child's ex...
It's icky.
Off limits. What
Absolutely.
Did you say?
Icky.
Okay, I thought you said something else. I thought you threw a D in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, at the beginning of that.
I thought you said sticky. I'm like, that's something else. The only reason I don't think it's that weird is that the mom is more age appropriate to her now husband.
For sure she is, but regardless, if you were intimate with my child,
okay,
I am not going to date and marry you.
That way.
Yeah. You can say that.
That sentence right there says it all, right? That's how it used to go.
Now I'm uncomfortable.
Okay,
let's move on.
Right?
Speaking of intimacy, so there's this viral screenshot of Netflix going around that people think is true, but it's actually not. So somebody was sharing that there's this new feature on Netflix where you can quote unquote skip the foreplay and cut out any intimate scene from a show like Bridgerton, to where if you're watching it with your family, you don't have like a surprise intimate scene come up and have some uncomfortableness.
No way.
Yeah. And everyone was like, "Oh my God, I can't wait. That's so great. Now I can watch it with my family and like nothing weird's going to pop up."
So they're taking out every sex scene?
Well, it's not real. So everyone, it looks so believable, somebody's Photoshop job, that people think that, "Oh, this is great now," but it's not real. But what is real is the star of the upcoming Bridgerton season, Nicola Coughlan. A part of her contract was that she wanted a PG cut of Bridgerton for her family to watch so that they don't have to see her getting it on. She said she's playing Penelope Featherington, who's the main romantic lead for this upcoming season. And she says, "It's literally written into my contract. People think I'm saying it's a joke. I just don't want to. I grew up Irish Catholic, and that's just not how we vibe."
If your kids ended up in movies and they were doing scenes like this, not like porn, but scenes like this, would you watch it? if they were adults.
Ooh.
Not even having kids. No, I wouldn't be able to do it.
I will respect your craft from afar.
I'm the same way.
Couldn't be tuning in.
Nope.
For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Hey, the Burt Show.